Hi everyone, this is Neil Thompson from the Inside Oz podcast. As you know, the guys are raising money for Sheffield Children's Hospital, and you can donate online through their Just Giving page. If you donate, you can unlock huge bonus episodes from the guys, as well as other perks. Head on over to www.justgiving.com/royalgrumble to donate whatever you can. There isn't a set amount to donate, it's completely up to you, and you can also see all the information regarding the bonus content. All donations go directly to Sheffield Children's Hospital. It's a great cause, so give whatever you can. Thank you.
Let's get ready to grumble!
Gentlemen, it is now time for the Royal Grumble. I am your host, Graham. I'm back. You know, so good fun. It's always a laugh.
I'm back.
Have you had any sponsors this week, mate?
No sponsors this week, no. No, I had a word. They said they'd never heard of you. They had heard of someone you knew, but not heard of either of you. So yes, sitting to my left, it's Dan.
Hi.
Sitting to my right, it's Daryl.
Hiya.
We're all on a sofa because we're sofa bed. So, because we're all... Not like, you know, we're all friends. Special friends. Not wish all friends.
No.
But, you know. Good. Is it any coincidence that I went away and Dolph Ziggler come out and ruined the tag division on Raw? And he's ruined Bobby Roode as well. First of all, he's not got the tash. Secondly, he's, you know, he's teaming with Dolph Ziggler, which is bad at anything.
Yeah, but I think Bobby Roode might be smelly one in locker room.
Really?
Yeah. Because on Zack Ryder's podcast, he took claim for befriending Bobby Roode because nobody wanted to talk to him in locker room. And he says that people only started talking to him when he started talking to him. And that's Zack Ryder.
Yeah,
so think
that's
about
bad.
That.
Yeah. Do you reckon they've got like a little nerds club? Like, come and play with me toys. We're all friends here. I mean,
what,
not...
So, what, just them two are in it? Just Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins?
The cool club.
Because
Johnny Gargano on pay-per-view weekends.
Definitely. The cool club. Yeah. Spelt with a K.
But like...
Cool Kids Club. No, not Cool Kids Club.
Well, no, because further out locker room, it's all put down. I don't think they'd appreciate the triple K just moving in.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, that's their thing, isn't it? So not their thing, but you know, yeah. So they did that classic thing of tag team just gets beaten by just two blokes.
Yeah,
two blokes.
I mean, we had that last week as well, but at least one of the two blokes was the world champion.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that a bit, aren't they? Yeah, yeah. Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman are doing that brand new angle. It's called two people are going to fight for a title to get tag team championships. They've never done that before, apart from John Cena and Shawn Michaels and John Cena, Batista, and many other examples. That
Undertaker and Batista.
Undertaker and Batista. Basically, anyone with
Austin and Shawn Michaels.
Austin and Shawn Michaels, yeah. Austin and Dude Love, they did that, didn't they? Yeah. Austin The Rock ever done it? The Rock and someone did it. Rock and Chris Jericho did it.
Yeah, just people.
Just anyone. If they've been a wrestler... Yeah, they did it.
They're not the only tag team coming back to ruin things. I know it weren't on this format, but it got reported today that WWE have reached out to Enzo and Cass to come back.
What? No way. Shut up. Seriously. I'm not having that.
NXT.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope the little jobbers on the first show. That'd be
no,
hilarious.
I hope they're the big stars.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Although it would be funny, but no.
Yeah.
Files new trademarks for NXT tag teams.
I mean, it's kind of cool for Big Cass because it looks like he's tried to improve himself and everything while he's been off. Whereas Enzo hasn't grown at all and gets into fights at Blink 182. He's a grown man at a Blink 182 concert.
Yeah, but so who was it? It was
Joey Janela, yeah.
Well, there you go, mate. Like, he's your favourite, so you
yeah,
can't
but
be...
still, he's a grown man at a Blink
182 concert. They're both grown men at Blink 182 concerts. Yeah. I know Enzo is worse.
Have you heard the new Blink 182 song?
No.
It's embarrassing.
Well, of course it is. It's Blink 182.
Yeah, and they still sing all the songs about, like, you know, wanting to hook up teenage girls, and they're just creepier and creepier.
I did a sex on a woman, and now I pooed my pants. That was the latest Blink 182.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blink 182, really.
But Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio's in the band too, so
yes, he is.
And it has a line afterwards about killing her.
Of course.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, is that worse or better than going, I would have killed her, but she was an alien, and she really is in Open Up Roswell?
Because, I mean, Clinton that's what told that me how to find her.
Tom DeLonge sitting somewhere, living his life like he's an alien man.
I'm lost. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, basically, you know, right? You know, Blink-182 songs, and there's a bloke who pronounces words wrong.
Yeah.
Where are you, him? Yeah. Well, he's the one off of. He thinks spacemen have come to Earth, and he wants Hillary Clinton to release the files.
It was on Joe Rogan. It was brilliant.
And he left Blink-182 after they all got back together. Basically, Travis Barker nearly died. And I'm not even a big fan, but I know this, right? Travis Barker nearly died in a plane crash. So after that, they were all like, right, we all want to be mates again. Really sorry. And then they got back together, and then they had a bit of a break again, and then they got back together and did a not very good album. And then Tom DeLonge was like, right, I'm off now. And he's like, where are you off to? And he's like, well, I didn't really want to do this anyway. I just wanted to sort of get ready to get the aliens released, the real life alien situation. He wrote to Hillary Clinton asking her to release the secret files that the fact that aliens exist.
Was she too busy hiding her husband's paedophile ring?
I mean, maybe they're connected. I don't know.
Okay.
are we gonna...
I can't wait to go and get some pepperoni pizza after the show.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah, it's pizza gate.
God. Good. So
you did this, Graham.
I'm here this time. I'm sat in front. I'm supposed to be stopping you from doing stuff like this.
Well, you said Clinton, didn't you? So we asked to.
I'm not the aliens. Tom DeLonge thinks they're the aliens.
Hashtag Clinton death list.
Really?
Well,
really?
No, well, we'll be on it.
I don't think. I'm not being funny. I don't want to be part of any of this. Let me. I accuse no one of anything. Don't hurt me, Bill. I mean, nothing. Nothing happened.
If anyone's killing people, it's Hillary.
Oh, allegedly. Come on. Are we... really? You realise that that's basically the same thing as a Donald Trump tweet would have been. So
I mean, she got kicked off the Watergate panel for being untrustworthy. That was her first ever big job, and she got fired from it from being, like, a liar.
Man. You've put on here CM Punk returning to WWE.
Yeah.
Why have you put that?
Because it's a clickbait headline.
Okay.
So... His management reached out to Fox to try and get CM Punk either an audition or something to do with a WWE-centric talk show. So,
right.
So, like, they wanted him to be...
So, like, because they're going to do the studio show, aren't they?
Yeah, it's that. Like, it's that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's mental.
So, I wanted to talk about this because I feel like this sort of puts to bed any CM Punk wrestling rumours. Because if his management are looking for him to go on like talk shows to do with wrestling rather than actual, he's not saying management to get me signed by a wrestling company, he's saying management, let me just talk about it.
Right.
And he's not going to go to AEW, is he, if he's going to be talking about WWE on Fox?
Well, CM Punk actually returned to the ring this week, didn't he?
No, isn't this going out before...
No, but he actually did though.
Did
he? Even though this is going out before and is being recorded before, he returned to the ring.
Oh, the ring.
Basically, just like Starcast did a promo. They're like, CM Punk returns to the ring. It's just him in a ring.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, should I do a bump? I don't want to. I did a bump. Look at me. Oh, the rumour mill's going to be going now. Anyway,
He did a bump, though, did he? Didn't he do, like, a forward roll?
He did a roll. It's not even a proper bump.
He's not even a worker like me, is
he? Yeah, he's not worn a bear's head.
Exactly.
Someone has worn a chipmunk head. That was... So, right.
Well, another thing about really CM weird. Punk is his debut feature film had its UK premiere this week.
Yes, you were canvassing opinions on this.
Yeah, because I had quite a few friends who went to it.
Yep.
It was at Fright Fest in London on Friday on the Discovery screen, which is at the Prince Charles Cinema, which is a very good cinema.
Good.
And the people who responded aren't wrestling fans. Not only did they say it was one of their favourite films of the weekend, but also that CM Punk was really good in it.
Right.
But I can imagine him being pretty good in a film, like, because he's always been decent, like, he's always been good at mic and everything, so...
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily translate, though. Like, just because someone's able to speak as themselves or hyper-real versions of themselves doesn't mean they're able to play somebody different.
He also had a small part in the remake of Rabid that's been directed by the Soska sisters, who directed See No Evil 2.
Ah, yes. See No Evil 2, that great sequel.
I think they did... No, they didn't do number one, I don't think. They definitely did number two, though.
Brilliant. Good.
And they did a film with they directed the film with Big Show and Superman.
Yeah, didn't they direct like three or four?
Yeah, they had a deal with WWE.
Three or four WWE films just because they went, just to get some directors, that'll be fine.
And now they've done a remake of Rabid, which is, I think, I'll watch. I like my early Cronenberg. So
believe they remade Rabid. I mean, it's such a classic.
Well, they're remaking Shivers next.
Oh, yeah.
They're remaking Shivers next, which is going to be odd.
They're doing,
it's about sex slugs.
They're doing The Matrix 4.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I saw that.
You know what they're not doing? Another Marvel Spider-Man.
I know.
Disney of the Devil. Yay.
Well, so, yeah, it is actually Disney, yeah. Cause if, but then, like, if you were prolific and made more money than, like, God, wouldn't you go, well, we'd like more money, please? So, also, Sony, you made Amazing Spider-Man 2, so...
Isn't that the best Spider-Man film, though?
No, Amazing Spider-Man 1 was the best Spider-Man. Okay. See, this is what you got wrong. We said the first Andrew Garfield one was the best one, just purely to fuck with people who we know. Even though they're still wrong, because they always said that Spider-Man 1 was better than Spider-Man 2, which we all know Spider-Man 2 is the actual best one.
Yeah.
Not the mock best one that we just said.
Far From Home sit? Because I really liked Far From Home.
I really liked it, but it's not Spider-Man 2, is it?
I finally watched Endgame this weekend.
It is a Spider-Man 2.
Well, it's the third Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
Spider-Man 2 cubed.
I finally watched Endgame this weekend.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought they tied up a lot of things really well. Didn't appreciate the Black Widow stuff because I felt that were a bit, pointless.
He's got a family. Yeah. She had to be her.
Yeah, but it's still all a bit pointless to me.
Why? Somebody had to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it seemed weird that it were like her character.
Why?
But she cared about his family. Do you not watch Avengers 2 Age of Ultron?
I did, but ages
Why?
Ago.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not Civil bad, War was worse. Not very good. What?
I didn't like Civil War.
You didn't like
Civil
War?
That's what stopped me watching them.
You didn't...
No, you hated Marvel films before that. Yeah. Way before Civil War.
I saw Avengers a week early.
You were hating films before that.
Avengers was something... Avengers was a cinematic event as well, let's be fair. Like, I remember all the way leading up to it, when they were like, we're going to do this, we're going to do 5 films, and then we're going to get... It was like, yeah, of course you are, lads. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're going to get the same actors for every single one, apart from one. Edward Norton, apparently he's a bit of a dick. You're going to get... And then they did. So that's what it was like a cinematic event. A bit like Avatar, even though Avatar is worse.
Avatar's terrible.
Really bad.
I watched Brightburn as well, and I hope that becomes like a thing, because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think it's gone quite quickly to distribution, though, which suggests it didn't do that well.
It didn't do very well.
It's bad Superman.
Okay.
It's like an alright... Basically, if you imagine, they turned Superman into like a horror film. So like...
Right.
There's a alien kid that
is it a DC...
No, it's
Bad
just
Superman. Or no, is it, it's, are you dumbing it down for me?
It's a hello. I'm a alien who fell to earth, and then I ended up in a field in America, and I got lasers out of my eyes,
and a family who lives in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and all so that stuff. But yeah, so, I thought.
But it's not
it.
Superman.
It's James Gunn who produced and wrote it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
And it's technically part of his universe because there's references to Sliver and Super in there as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. Imagine James Gunn building a cinematic, a superhero universe around Super, about a bloke who wears tights on his head and hits people with a wrench and says, shut up, crime. And Brightburn, about an alien who flies to Earth, but it's not Superman.
And Sliver...
I don't think there's any superheroes in Sliver, though, is
there? No, it's about like, alien
point,
slugs.
All right.
Sliver was an underrated film.
Fair enough. I'm gonna rearrange this a little bit. Stone Cold is advertised for Raw in Madison Square Garden on the 9th of September.
Yeah. So, do you think he's going to come back?
Is the next Saudi show? You looked into
this? I haven't, but like, I'm just thinking...
It's in October, probably.
He's already been on quite recently, so what do they need one for again? He's either... Oh, no, I just thought.
Have you?
Bray Wyatt's going to attack him, and then in Saudi Arabia, he's going to have a match with Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
But if Bray Wyatt does that neck snapping thing to him, he'll actually kill him.
I'm going to postulate. a much simple theory.
Okay.
He's got a chat show that's straight after Raw, so someone's finally gone, why is he not just going on Raw every week then? And they've gone, all right.
Oh, that's boring.
I know. I know it is. But I was shocked to discover that he had straight up Steve Austin coming on USA and he wasn't on Raw the night before. It turned out he was on the same night. He was just on a tape segment or something.
Okay.
I was like, surely that's the whole point of it being there, is that they can do that sort of cross-promotion
thing.
Yeah,
the first one he interviewed him off Impractical Jokers, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah, yeah.
Sal Volcano.
Yeah, I really want to see it. Yeah, it was Sal, yeah, yeah. Because Sal's like a massive like mark. So
yeah, he was at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's at loads of wrestling. Basically, if it's in New York, you can usually see him in a crowd.
Yeah.
It's probably been the one that you were at and the one that I was at.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it when I went, so yeah. I'm a bit annoyed about that, to be honest. WWE anyway, right? Just talk about WWE and there are various different situations. They're ripping us off, aren't they?
Why?
Well, we've got a podcast.
Yeah.
They're doing a podcast network.
Oh.
Don't worry, so. We've applied.
Yeah, we have. We did actually apply. Yeah, Dan did do an application for it. It was good. Have they phoned?
No,
I'm still waiting. PM'd, I assume.
Let me check.
Yeah.
Well, while he's checking,
yeah.
If they've ripped us off with podcasts,
yeah.
Let's rip them off and make our own football league.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What can we call it?
DFL.
Doncaster Football League? No. Darryl Football League?
Drag Football League.
Oh, there you go.
It'd be like lingerie Football League, wouldn't it?
Brought you in.
In a way.
But with bigger lingerie.
With everything tucked.
Tucked. Good.
That's what they do, they tuck.
I feel like because
he's the expert on this, he's allowed to say it.
I'm not questioning that they tuck. I'm just enjoying the fact that you use that specific phrase.
It was on like every episode of Drag SOS, they explained how to do it.
Okay.
Because there was always one guy there who was like, they like to say, well, you're going to have to tuck for this costume. What's that? And then they have to explain the whole process to him.
I mean, I assume that I know what tucking is.
Right.
Basically putting your penis between your legs.
Kind of. So
tucking it between your legs, I should say.
But then your balls, that's where the issue...
So yeah, but I mean, you have to I don't know how you're laid out, but my penis is in front of my balls. So as I tuck my penis, my balls are just
your,
like...
Your penis is what?
No, but they're hanging
do
down in the way. So what you have to do is
the
cavity your balls were originally in, you have to kind of pop them back up there.
Oh no!
And then fold your penis back, put the leftover ball skin over your penis, and then use a piece of duct tape.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I just let them hang free.
Some queens just wear outfits that you don't have to tuck for, but then you've got one like Trinity the Tuck, who won All Stars 4, or one of the joint winners, who's known for wearing like unclockable costumes. By the way, when I did check my phone to jokingly see if I got a message from WB, a message did appear on my phone as soon as I picked it up.
Okay.
Atletico Madrid, it says.
Right.
It's my betting league.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's devastating. Okay.
Oh, great. Well, we're talking about football. How did you like your team that we picked for you last week?
I think it was all right. I can't remember who it was.
Hey, Wildcats.
Oh, that's right, the Wildcats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a whole plan for that, and I've messed it up now because I just didn't do what I was going to do. Maybe I'll do it when the actual XFL starts.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got a plan.
Is it to do a podcast about the XFL?
Well, we are doing that. So
yeah, we are.
You said it on air. So
yeah. So a lot of things that
we have to teach him about football. Like we barely know it. So
yeah.
But... What's that show? What's that one that Chris listens to the bunch of bunts or something. What? The baseball one where they don't know anything about baseball.
Oh, I'm not
but
sure.
Still,
Chris, he told me about it before. But...
Chris Brammer, tweet us. Tell us what our podcast you listen to about baseball where they don't really know much about baseball.
Is it like this podcast where we don't really know much about wrestling?
A little bit like that, yeah.
I read an article on The Guardian about
worker. Come on.
For the recent Ashes test, why that was one of the greatest matches in history. I don't know anything about cricket, and that article made even less sense.
I actually listened to it on the radio, and it were all right. Because, I mean, Scotland are good at cricket, so I'm not really that bothered.
Scotland have a cricket team?
Technically.
They allow them bats.
Andy Gorham was played cricket for Scotland, you know.
Who?
Andy Gorham. You don't know who Andy Gorham is?
No, and you keep saying
famous
it to me.
Scotland and Rangers goalkeeper Andy Gorham. Infamous for the fact that he had schizophrenia, so the next time he was in goal, the fans chanted, "There's only two Andy Gorhams." Which, I mean, is remarkable. I don't think they had the same attitude to mental health that we have today. He was actually, like, in the papers, has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. So
I don't know what chances Lee Griffiths get.
Two Andy Gorhams. Well, I mean, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
So... When he was
Oliver Burney is a cunt, by the way. There you go.
When he was
on camera this week going, "Oh, John Flecker, you're going away to Scotland." He was like, "No, I'm not going." He was like, "Are you injured?" He's like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, it's shite." Oliver Burney, born in Leeds. Fuck off.
I was saying when he was suffering with schizophrenia, Were it like one of his personalities, he was really good at cricket, then the other one, he was really good at football?
No, he wasn't allowed to play cricket after a while, actually, because basically the Rangers manager went, stop playing cricket, you'll get injured, and I don't want you to do it. No.
And plus his other personality was actually just good at murder.
He didn't kill anybody. I want to legally state that Andy Gorham hasn't killed him. Andy Gorham played one game for Man United, by the way, under Alex Ferguson, after that.
Was he one of those random, like, we need to get numbers of British-born players up?
No, it was when they were. It was when they had like an
Scott
injury crisis. They had an injury crisis, and I think they had. It was probably around the Taibbi time as well. Like, and you know, Mark Bosnich. You know, basically when they're like, "Oh, we've got rid of Schmeichel. We've got these new goalkeepers, and they're all rubbish." And I'm sure he definitely did play for them, like in one game. I think he's from Bury originally, actually. Appropriately enough.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Sals.
Are they dead though? Didn't they just like get kicked out of football league?
They did, but we don't know if they're staying out of the. So yeah, it's effective because I mean now you're going to make money.
Yeah.
We don't know. They might be back by the time you listen to this. Let's hope so. So let's right. I'm going to walk because we're actually at one of these, but really this story ties into something else. So I think I'm going to go. I'm going to rearrange it all again, even though you've gone to the meticulous planning of putting this all in an order.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't really put it in an order. But...
So Kenny Omega cut the best promo of his life this week.
He did. It was really good.
By accident.
Yeah. Well, I saw people saying that it weren't a heel promo. Like, are you watching the same thing that I'm
I know,
watching?
I was like, what are you on about?
He's making anyway. Fun of a guy for getting hurt.
Yeah, basically, John Moxley's out of the All Out show.
Yeah.
He's injured, he's got a MRSA, staph infection, whatever you want to call it.
He's got a gammy elbow disease.
And so he's been replaced by Pac off of...
Off of Bastard Pac.
Bastard Pac, yes.
Yeah.
Off of who also was like, oh, I don't want to wrestle because I don't want to lose to Adam Page. Is he still the Dragon Gate champion, Pac?
No, he dropped the title.
He dropped it
to Ben K.
He's like... Whoa.
What?
Ben K.
Isn't that stuff that you rub on like when you've got an injury? Yeah. Like carpal tunnel?
Yeah.
Or is that Ben Gay? That's Ben Gay.
Oh. I was just going to say he's definitely laid out for Kenny Omega, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, as soon as he is. I'll tell you what, I got a picture right. Riptide. Is it Riptide? Someone, no.
In Brighton.
No, it's not Riptide then. Someone in Stockport's having Pac against CJ Banks, and actually, facially, they're quite similar, what with ears and all.
Oh.
Yeah. Future Shock, who's doing that match.
That's who it is. There you go. I don't know why I thought it was Riptide. Anyway, look, there you are. Pac against...
They do look similar.
They basically look like, you know, a fighting game.
Could be brothers,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, a fighting game when you you unlock different characters and then one of them's got hair, one's not.
Yeah.
That's this.
Oh, man.
Basically, it's like Scorpion and Sub-Zero. So, moving into this weekend, the bumper weekend, All Out, is on Saturday night, along with two other events which we'll cover in a moment. So, let's start off, just talk about it a little bit. Right, 21-woman casino battle royal, because the last one was so good.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be even worse, like, to be honest.
That men's one were awful, the women's one's going to be awful.
Is what's her face in this? The one that you fancy that's also terrible at wrestling?
Who?
Cody Rhodes' wife.
Brandy.
I don't know.
Brandy. She probably will be.
She might come out with Awesome Kong again. I've predicted that three times and got it right three times, so why not?
There you go. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Nice one. Who's going to win that? Awesome Kong? Because she's not booked for any other match that I can see.
No, Awesome Kong will be the one that whoever wins eliminates.
All right, okay.
At the end.
All right. Well, maybe that's Brandy. Maybe she chucks Awesome Kong out.
Yeah.
Even though I can't believe that she could pick up a cup of tea. Never mind, like...
Prediction.
Pick up Awesome Kong.
Britt Baker, because their third episode of their TV show is in Pittsburgh, where Britt Baker's from, and they've been making a big deal of her on all the promotional materials and everything for that show.
All right, then.
Like, she's been doing loads of local interviews and everything, so... Have a win and then challenge for the title in Pittsburgh.
That works and makes sense. I'm all right with that. That's a logical booking.
When are they doing the women's title match? Is that on this card or is it?
Are they doing a tournament or is it just... I can't remember.
Oh,
I lost track of it.
Private Party, which is this tag team that is... going to debut against Angelico and Jack Evans.
That'll be decent. They're both quite high-flying teams.
That'll be the one that picks up the pre-show after everyone goes, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
Main show, Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, and Marco Stunt for some reason against SoCal Uncensored. Why is Marco Stunt in there?
Because they need a third person against SoCal Uncensored.
That's what I thought.
Why, and because he's also a short person.
Just bring Old Man Daniels out of it, have him on side, and do a tag match.
If I remember correctly, on one of the recent shows, Luchasaurus had both of them on his shoulders at the same time.
Yeah, but it's Marco Stunt, isn't it?
He's decent. Is I like Marco Stunt, yeah.
Is he decent?
Yeah. He looks like a small child, but he comes... Well, he won't be on this show, but he, on Indies, he comes out Pat Benatar, so...
So he looks like a small child, but he's got good entrance music?
Yeah.
So somebody could be...
He just cool moves.
So somebody could be really shit, but they come out to your favourite song, and you like them.
For the entrance, yeah.
Riho versus Hikaru Shida.
That'd be
this
really
is
good.
Kenny Omega's match.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what he's into.
That'll be really good, that.
Alright.
The Joshi match, like the matches with the Joshi women in, have been the best matches on the shows for me nearly every time. Like, apart from the first show.
If you're building a brand or a company or whatever, do you not think that, like, I don't know, they need to let them Joshi women interact with the other women rather than just have them as their own separate thing?
On the last show, they had a three-way with two of them versus Nyla Rose.
Yeah, but then here they're separating them, like, why?
Because it's still like an exhibition for them when the show's going. I'm sure they'll mix them. But they're still like exhibiting like what the difference of Joshi wrestling to other styles.
What is the difference?
For women, it's a lot more hard-hitting and faster pace than usual women's matches.
Okay.
There's a lot more athleticism and stuff in it.
Okay.
Darby Allin versus Joey Janela versus Jimmy Havoc in the None of Us Can Punch match.
Someone's going to die in that match.
Which one of us has got AIDS match?
Oh, probably all. Someone, they definitely all have hepatitis at least, don't they?
Someone's going to die in that match. I'm really looking forward to that one. Cause I like all three. I really like Darby Allin. I want to see Darby Allin do some cool stuff.
I just want them to do better than whatever that attempt at a brawl was in that episode of Being the Elite, because that was bad. Was it Being the Elite?
I don't know.
It was something.
Okay.
It was bad anyway. But that's fine. Whatever. Cody versus Sean Spears with Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
Sean Spears got married to one of your mates.
Yeah, Peyton Royce.
That's the one.
Yeah.
There you go, Peyton Royce.
She looks
ring lovely. On the finger.
Lovely.
Ring on Peyton the Royce. Ring on the finger.
Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Billy, are we doing that?
What?
Do we have to?
What, they're good wrestlers.
Okay. No, they're not. Let's be honest. Let's be frank here. No one's buying that one. Is this going to be back to 3-star, Cody?
This feels like one of those matches that you don't expect much from, so it'll end up being decent.
Is someone wrapping a chair around somebody's head?
Probably. He'll go for it, won't he?
He'll probably go for it and not happen. Yeah. That'd be better. Just don't mention it again.
Do you think it'd be worth Cody Rhodes laying down for thingy because he's Sean Spears and he needs a bit of something?
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Well, it could be Darby Allin, could it? So that would make sense.
Yeah. I know you didn't hear my phone go off, but I want to read the text out.
Excellent.
From my dad. All it says is
RFP.
Bear in mind, he's a former Doncaster Rovers fan. Oh no, sorry, he's a Doncaster Rovers fan, and this is the former manager of Doncaster Rovers. Dean Saunders has been released from prison after serving just one day. What a twat.
That being said, that's ridiculous that he's only served one day.
Yeah, he was sentenced for...
I don't know if it was.
It was refusing to...
Basically refusing to take the test. He was sentenced for 10 weeks. One day.
I mean,
I thought we were going to get 5 weeks of him off talk sport going, at the end of the day, Man United should sign my bollocks. Like, come on, it's just, I'm sick of... Like... 50% of TalkSport is just him going, if Man United are so good, why don't they sign Andy Gorham back? He's only 67. Prick. Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks for that
AAA
Tag Team Championship.
It'll be a big spot. Their ladder matches are always really good.
Is that a ladder match?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was, but it's not really on
it. Yeah, the Young Bucks ladder matches are always pretty spectacular, so that'll be a really good match.
Best Friends against the Dark Order. Presumably quite a quick win for the Dark Order.
The Dark Order, like, that's the thing. Both of these are really good tag teams, but I don't know if they've done a good job. Well, they haven't done a good job with Dark Order so far. Like, Dark Order are really good.
When you say they've not done a good job with them so far, like, how many shows have...
They've only had one match in AEW, but then they were on the first show with no introduction really, and they couldn't didn't have a name for him yet.
The problem with that is that, like, this is part of the issue I'm having with AEW at the moment, is they are hoovering up indie talent, but indie talent doesn't necessarily translate to what they're supposedly trying to do. And I think the Dark Order is probably a specific example of that. Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. They're just, without being the Super Smash Brothers, I don't see what they bring to the table that, you know, 50 other tag teams don't. You know?
Yeah, I think the shit.
Fair enough. I appreciate your honesty.
Put it out there.
I do love the Best Friends, so.
Probably losing, though.
Yeah.
As mentioned before, Kenny Omega versus not John Moxley, it's packed now.
Again, hopefully this is a better performance from Kenny Omega. Because he's not had many matches this year and he's been a bit rusty. So we want to see, you know, New Japan main event style Kenny Omega for this match.
I'd be happy to see a decent match out of Kenny Omega. Yeah, yeah, frankly. If he can't have a good match with Pac, I'd be starting to worry about how he's actually adapting to
to not being carried by the better Japanese.
Obviously,
wrestlers.
Yeah. To not being carried by good wrestlers, yeah. Like Bad Luck Fale. I don't think he's actually had a match with Bad Luck Fale, has he?
Probably not.
No, disappointing.
They're both in
Ishii. Bullet Club. Ishii. He's wide, isn't he? Is he the one who's wide?
Yeah, he's
wide.
Really
yeah.
Wide. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
He's
I should really
know
this
matches.
Based on what we're about to talk about in a minute. Yeah. Our Team Rocket have taken over your house, mate. Bad news.
No. Oh.
But anyway, what's coiled and ready to strike mean?
It's this snake one. What was it?
Right, okay, poison, that's fine.
No, the snakes, what they're called.
Ekans.
Ekans and Narbok, yeah.
Poison,
yeah.
That's my point. It's Grimer, that's not a snake.
Well, it's a coiled and ready to strike.
Well, I know, I was going with what you're saying. Anyway, main event, AEW World Title. It's Adam Page against Chris Jericho.
I hope Adam Page wins.
Jericho should win, though.
No.
Yeah, but you should, though. No, right, if you want them to go anywhere, Jericho should win. And that's me, who doesn't particularly like Chris Jericho.
No, I think it'd mean more if Hangman Page won the title first.
Why?
Because it'd
Who's Hangman
cement
Page?
It cement him as a main eventer for
right,
him.
Would it? Who's Hangman Page? I know very little about him from AEW. Now, actually, I obviously do know him, but that's not the point.
He was a rising star in Ring of Honor who joined the Bullet Club, hooked up with the Elite.
Yeah, no, I don't need you to... Yeah. No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I don't need you to tell me. I need them to tell me, and they've told me nothing. They've just gone, watch being the Elite, be fine. Which, admittedly, yeah, that has been their thing with a lot of things. But like,
and they've done pretty well out of being
if
the
I'm,
so far.
I get right, but again, that's not what. Do you see what I mean? That's not what they're aiming for now. If they're going to have a telly show, right? I don't like Chris Jericho in the sense that he's fat and weird, and he thinks he's better than. He actually is.
And he probably cheats on his wife.
Well, probably does, but like,
and his band is terrible.
But
I need to put that one.
Well,
in.
Yeah, okay, but we all Fozzy know that.
Are terrible.
Yeah, they are. But like,
and he's overweight.
But all right, yes, okay. We all he deserves his kicking, but he's also the first undisputed champion. He's also a recognizable name. He's also been a world champion in a recognizable place.
He was good in 2008, weren't he?
And he was good in 2008.
Have you ever seen the picture of the guy who's had his hair cut and had Chris Jericho cut into his hair?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have you seen that someone redid the match graphic with the picture from his head?
Oh, no, but that's amazing.
It's brilliant. Go search for that on Twitter.
Do it. Please do.
It'll be a decent show. Like I think it needs to be
as well.
I can
see an argument for either of them winning it, to be honest, because... I get what you're saying, Graham, about Jericho being the star, like and like he's a recognisable face, and they've not done anything to sort of say they've not done anything. They've not done a lot to put Page over, but I feel like is it a bit TNA to go, oh, here's the former WWE star winning the belt, or is it progressive to have Adam Page? I say relative unknown, but I mean that in the sense of to the mainstream world, it's relative unknown. He's our star. He's the guy to be the champ.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I just think, like...
To use a TNA comparison, this is like when they did Samoa Joe Kurt Angle first time. And I was definitely one of the people who felt that Samoa Joe should have beat Kurt
it's
Angle
not like
in the first
that,
match.
Is it? Let's be clear. It's not like that because Samoa Joe had been on an undefeated streak for over a year. And then Kurt Angle just walked in and beat him. Adam Page has had three matches, one of which was a battle royal where the last person he eliminated was in tight jeans. And Jeff wears tight jeans, right?
No,
it's him that's lazy.
It was
Orange Cassidy.
Cassidy. Of course it was. I had it in my head it was MJF, but yeah, it was
Cassidy. MJF's the one that's a knobhead to everyone, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that's a heel instead of,
yeah,
I'm just nothing. I'm in the middle of everything. It'd be a decent enough show. And right, final thing. Is CM Punk going to be there?
No.
I think he'll be there, but he won't be shown on camera. And then they'll be like,
oh, well, you didn't. Yeah, he might be there. No, like, he's going to be in Chicago, if that's what you're asking.
But like, I think he'll be there, and people will be like, oh, CM Punk was there. But
well, his house is around the corner from venue, isn't it? So.
Yeah. No, he'll be on WWE on Fox Sports the next night. Right, next up then, two shows. We probably would have gone to one, but we can't because we're going to the other. So I'll start with the one we would have gone to and then go to the one that we are going to.
But I'm glad we're going to the other one because...
Yeah. Although I think this show looks better than people are giving credit for, in the sense, but I don't know how much of that is just that we went to the last one and really enjoyed it, even though before it I was like, ah, this doesn't look great. So NXT TakeOver Cardiff. Right, Toni Storm against Kaylee Ray for the NXT UK Women's Championship.
These two have wrestled about 100,000 times, and every time it's really good.
Yep.
So
it's not been on the network before, so it can't be good. Yep. Kaylee Ray's going to win. Yes. Probably isn't, because it's in Wales, isn't it? Yeah. And Toni Storm, like, was she wrestling for companies in Wales? I know she's obviously not from
Wales.
Isn't
she from New South Wales? So it's kind of the same.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Tegan Knox, is she going to be there?
I don't know if she's back, so...
So why isn't she there?
Because she's in proper NXT, isn't she?
Right, but she should be out for this, shouldn't she? Like, they're missing...
Yeah, but they'll probably put her in crowd, won't they? They'll do that thing where they'll say, oh, she's here to watch the show.
They're really missing a trick if they don't... Like, don't get me wrong, I get why she wouldn't want to necessarily be on NXT UK, but they're missing a trick if they don't have her in this show. Travis Banks goes, no, I'm down.
That should be really good.
Yep.
Yeah, Travis Banks is decent. No, I'm down's awesome. Yeah.
Kissing his hand before every match. What a guy. Noam Dar to win. Are you doing the Noam Dar report? I haven't got the music ready.
Yeah, if you want to do the report.
I haven't got the music.
Oh, okay.
Just leave it. Leave it for next week when he wins. Zach Gibson and James Drake versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan. Webster versus Gallus for the NXT UK Tag Team Championships.
See, they could have just done a rematch of the match. Oh, well, oh, sorry. Who was the second? Oh, it's a... Mark Andrews and Flash Mob Webster, isn't it?
Yes.
Another random put-together team, yeah.
Well, they have been, to be fair, since NXT UK started, they have been tagging together.
I know there'd be copyright issues for this, but what would you do if them three teams come out and then buddy Sid Scala comes out with his little granddad and he's like, oh, I've got another team for you. And it just goes, Kings, Reign, Supreme, and then Kings of Wrestling come out.
I'd be good, but what's point?
Would you be gutted that you weren't there?
No.
I'd be a little bit gutted.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'd love to see Kings of Wrestling again.
Chris Hero looks like he's eating Chris Hero.
Yeah, he does. I fully appreciate...
Blobby Ono.
Yeah, I fully appreciate his fat Chris Hero.
He don't even look like Chris Hero. He don't look like the Kings of Wrestling. He looks like skinny generic wrestler number four and his granddad who was also a grizzly bear.
Cesaro's got his braces removed now, finally, after 2 years.
Oh, finally. So yeah, he's going to get kicked in the face then, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Cesaro?
We will, but I'd say that won't happen anyway because Cassius Ohno put out a tweet saying something like, oh, I appreciate my time with Cesaro, but we're never going to team again or something. So. Unless that's a double
red herring. Yeah. Got you. He got you, mate.
But I've called him on it. I've already
predicted
it.
Oh, you've worked him.
So if it happens... Predicted it.
Cesaro's
dressing Pete Dunne, isn't he?
Is Pete Dunne going to be there?
I mean,
because isn't he proper NXT now? Oh. I know I just said that about Tegan Knox, but. Well,
but then who's Cesaro going to wrestle?
Oh, I do know. What's his face? Big head.
That's boring.
Oh, that'd be good.
What?
That'd be a good match, though.
Right.
Devlin's awesome.
I really enjoyed Devlin against Finn Balor, but a lot of people have pointed out to me that it hasn't been particularly beneficial to Devlin because he's done nothing since.
Yeah,
but then, like, my counterpoint to that is no one on NXT UK has done anything since. So,
good point.
Dave Mastiff against Joe Coffey.
That's a last man standing match.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, they're both big, aren't they? Yes. Beards and that.
Yes.
Bomber Dave Mastiff, sorry.
Yeah, big Van Dave Mastiff.
Bomber.
That's what I said.
Bomber.
Yeah.
Different. They're not men with Venier. Right. Yeah, Dave Mastiff against Joe Coffey. This is going to be the Dave Mastiff against Eddie Dennis of this card, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be where I'd go for a drink. And like, you know, they'll do fine. The Dave Mastiff against Eddie Dennis actually turned out all right, but I still went for a drink during it, and I'd do it again.
Again, it's a match that'll end up all right, Bill. That's a typical WWE big man match type thing, won't it?
Is anyone else going to be there apart from Cesaro?
I could
see
that.
They reckon it's sold out, by the way, which... I think that's a lie.
It's not sold out.
It just means they've closed off a bunch of sections. And like, it's sold out.
I'm thinking,
We've moved everyone to the floor.
Yeah, I reckon so. And so no one else is going to be there. Is there anyone that they've signed that we have not heard about? Like, is there anyone who's mysteriously disappeared from the indies or anything or started cancelling bookings? Because usually this is when they do it. Last time it was Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven.
The one person who was rumoured to be signing won't be there because she bought tickets for New Japan instead, and that's Sesshamov. She tweeted earlier saying, "I've done a last-minute ticket purchase for New Japan." So she's coming to watch New Japan.
Yeah, but if you were getting signed by WWE, wouldn't you... Want you to troll people, say I'm gonna go watch.
No, but she was like retweeting the New Japan account and stuff about saying I can't wait to see this show and everything.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Unless it's a double bluff, in which case you've called her on it. Take that, Sesshamov.
She's getting the same mega bus as Cesaro to Wales, isn't she?
She's probably a bit gutted about.
Isn't she getting on coach to Castleton? That's where we're all going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a cave. Session cave. Cave moth.
Death match in a cave.
Yeah. And main event, WWE UK title, Walter against Tyler Bates. I presume Tyler Bates will be seconded by Trent Seven because he's not on this card.
Well, you'd like to think, Trent Seven.
Yeah, because Walter's
going to have all his mates.
Yeah, that's because he's got Imperium.
Yeah.
But he's got absolutely not Ringkampf with him.
Yeah.
Not Ringkampf.
It's not.
It's not. There's a different bloke in it.
Yeah.
So that makes it all right. Cesaro would fit in Imperium, wouldn't it? They've just gone, just go to NXT UK, Germany, England, it's all the same to us. Just go over there. Yeah, Walter.
Well, Walter and Tyler Bate had a really good match at Progress last year in the main event of the Wembley show. So
the same person's booking, so
let's do it again.
I haven't
watched that Hello Wembley show. I'd be very interested to see these two side by side to see if they're pretty much the same match.
That match is on YouTube for free.
Right, definitely doing that then.
The show overran.
I know what we're doing after... of course I remember that. Yeah. I know what we're doing after New Japan on Saturday. Sitting in my room. Our room. And watching these side by side. You looking forward to it?
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, can't
you looking
wait.
Forward? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Good. It's better than the other thing I had planned.
I'm looking forward to that.
Nothing. Yeah. It's expensive, though, isn't it? You know, loop.
Right. Before we get onto the final show, I think we should make a slight announcement about the second show.
Yes, we told you this, that we would only do a second show if it's worthwhile. This is worthwhile.
So I was at Breed last weekend.
Breed!
And it was a good show.
Murder, it's just Grenicide.
Yeah, one of the matches on that show was genuinely a Breed match of the year. Like one of the best matches they've had with Scotty Davis and Rory Gulak. We'll be talking about that show and a lot more with Mitch from Breed joining us again. And we're going to be recording that tomorrow and putting it out not long afterwards. So you'll have a second show this weekend.
Yeah. See you soon, Mitch.
We'll be talking Star Cave, why he's not letting bears in the cave, all the last few Breed shows and everything that's gone on there, and what's going to happen after Star Cave. We're going to talk about everything.
That's what we're looking forward to.
And there'll probably be some football talk and all that stuff.
Well, it's a really good idea. It's a really good idea to bring up football talk with Mitch. I'm not even funny. He's got you bent over a barrel, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Bernie's a cunt. There you go. Tell him that.
I'll just talk about Jamie Vardy a lot, won't I?
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, brilliant.
Okay. Right, I'm going to tell you now, if there's more than 5 minutes of football talk when we're recording, I'm going home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you don't have football anymore, do you?
No, I just can't be arsed. Like.
You bought all those players? You know, David Luiz, he's
yeah, but like I can talk about a team that I know. Like, I don't follow lesser leagues, do I?
Well, I can't say that aloud, even though it's true, because I can't bring myself to admit it, and I'm just hoping that next year I can just pretend it was a dream. It's fine. A nightmare, really.
Yeah.
Right, proper show at weekend, the one that were booked and actually sold tickets before. They were like, oh, we're going to nick all and do an NXT takeover. New Japan are bringing their first proper show to
London. Copper box.
Yeah, about that.
Yep.
I might not go.
What?
There's a big protest, so I think I want to join in.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. Yeah. I thought you were. No?
Maggie's genuinely leading a protest in London as well.
He's leading a protest? Yeah. I mean there's a big protest happening. Yeah. I don't think he's leading it, is he?
He's doing one saying that we should, while Parliament's shut down, we should shut down Downing Street and surround it and not let cars in and out.
I mean, I'm not being funny. They've already done that. That's not Maggie. That's what they're already
doing. Oh, they've been doing that already?
Yeah. Literally, I saw a clip of people going, you shut down our Parliament, we'll shut down your roads. That's what they're doing.
They should just put chains around gates and...
They literally already have gates. Like, didn't they have gates to stop the IRA coming in and that?
Yeah. You can't get into Downing Street.
Yes, so they should just chain gates up.
I mean,
Theresa May can't get them. She's like,
there's literally police...
Armed police.
...on all the gates.
Yeah, armed police.
So I think if you walk up with a chain, you might get a bullet in head.
They can't stop us all.
Yeah, good point.
Storm Downing Street!
Not thought about that, had you?
Let's set up a Facebook page.
Let's not. Right, first match. Roppongi 3K, which is Rocky Romero, Sho and Yo, against Shota Umino and... Hang on. Shota Umino, Narita, and Ryusuke Taguchi.
So... This match is good for a few reasons. One, it gets a show for Young Lions. Two, we get some Taguchi, who I love. And three, we don't have to hear Roppongi 3K's music more than twice at most.
Is Rocky Romero going to do that little dance he does?
Yeah, of course he is.
Brilliant, that's all I
want. And he's going to do his Forever Clotheslines at corner.
Right, dance is what I want. I want him to do the little dance that they were like, do the little dance. And I'm like, I'm not Rocky Romero, I'm Ricky Reyes. You've got the wrong one this time. Off of WWE. Kota Ibushi and Juice Robinson versus Bullet Club, which is... By Bullet Club, I mean Takahashi and Hikuleo.
Yeah, this is...
Yujiro Takahashi, by the way, not Hiromu.
This will be...
quick?
Yeah.
Short?
Juice Robinson.
Ibushi will probably set himself on fire anyway.
Yeah, there'll be fireworks.
It could calm down and set himself on fire, just because, why not?
He'll be doing that before the show anyway.
Exactly.
When he gets lost on way to arena.
Yeah, certainly. Well, that's why they've not booked him for that meet and greet, isn't it? Because he's getting lost in Camden, setting himself on fire. Chaos, which is Will Ospreay and Robbie Eagles versus Bullet Club, this time Taiji Ishimori and El Fantasma.
The
right.
Junior Tag Team Champions.
Oh, is it going to be for that then?
It's a non-title match.
Right. But... Why is Will Ospreay just buried in a tag match here?
So it's because he's the one who persuaded Robbie Eagles to join Chaos, leave Bullet Club.
So he's right, yeah. Okay.
And
what Graham's asking is why is it Will Ospreay one of the biggest British stars?
Should be really, but then also Will Ospreay's just headlined every night at the US tour, including the Super J Cup final, which El Fantasma beat him in, and caused some controversy because he referred to him as the autistic assassin in a promo.
Oh.
Yeah. He's actually apologised for that.
Why?
Yeah.
He's a heel.
I mean, at Fight Club, he said that Travis Banks texts underage girls instead of trains people at Fight Club training.
Sounds like a lovely fella.
Yeah, he's been getting the knuckle away
anyway,
from people.
Anyway, Will Ospreay, one of the biggest British stars, just had his biggest entry into the heavyweight division and moving into the G1, and now he's stuck in a tag team with somebody who sounds like a Man United youth from 1995.
Batwell vanilla midgets, isn't
he? Yeah. Seriously, by the way, wasn't there a Robbie Eagles in the Man United youth squad in 1997?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm convinced of it. But with Ben Thornley and all his mates, you know.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Class of 97.
The class of 97. I really want to look into class of 93, by the way. You know, class of 92, that's their brand now. I want to know who's in there with Ben Thornley and, Jordy Cruyff. Jordy Cruyff? Yeah, Jordy Cruyff. Even though I don't really count. Anyway, Chaos, that's what you already said. Los Ungobernables to Japan. It's Naito and Sanada against more Bullet Club, because you need more Bullet Club. Jay White and Chase Owens. So two massive main event stars here in Tetsuya Naito and Chase Owens. Ah, got you, Jay White, rubbish.
They're very clearly building towards Jay White and Naito, but also Sanada is being teasing.
They've announced that, haven't they?
It seems like they're building it for...
I thought they announced it.
Oh, they might have done.
I'm pretty confident they announced that for another show.
Okay.
Destruction.
One of them.
But then also they've been teasing dissension between Sanada and the other members of LIJ.
All right, he's going to go out on his own, except he's not, because they never do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame. It'd be decent, but again, it's a bit of a shame to see Naito where he is, but, you know, this is how these things go. Right, when is the Rev Pro tournament? Is it the night before?
the finals the night before.
That's
it's been
ridiculous.
Happening already.
Right, I'm annoyed about it.
Why? Because you don't know what the...
Yeah!
Well, didn't we... Did
the
we...
finals.
Well, we should know. Open, but...
Yeah, the finals, Aussie Open versus Shaw Samuels and Josh Bowden.
Right, yeah, so it should be Aussie Open against Tangalo and Tamatonga, the Gorillas of Destiny, for the New Japan Tag Team Championships.
Yeah.
But who knows? So if it ends up being blinking Shaw Samuels with his blinking football scarf, I'll not be pleased.
Or even with Josh Bowden with his music. Come at me, bro.
But, right, that's my point. If it's not Aussie Open, I'll be furious.
It needs to be Aussie Open.
It does need to be Aussie Open.
There's a lot of rumours about Aussie Open going over to New Japan soon anyway, so it makes sense.
It would make sense. Ishii against Kenta for the...
Never Open.
Never
Open
Way Championship.
Kenta's winning, I know, but...
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah, Kenta's winning.
Ishii's the champ.
Yeah, Kenta's winning the title.
Really?
That's my prediction on it, yeah.
Because is he not a little bit beneath him, though?
No, because the Never title has always kind of been the kicky hardman title. It was Shibata's belt, wasn't it? And Ishii's before that and now. And it's always kind of had that lineage of being the tougher guys, so Kenta winning it is kind of ideal.
Right.
And after his big heel turn, he needs something to keep the momentum up, so beating Ishii would do that while also having a fantastic match.
Speaking of fantastic match, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. Zack is defending the Rev Pro British Championship.
Yes, so Tanahashi's pinned Zack Sabre Jr. twice this year. Previous to that, Zack Sabre Jr. has beat Tanahashi twice, so this is a rubber match in all senses of the word, and it should be really entertaining because it's a way for Tanahashi to have a good match without having to try and kill himself.
Yeah.
Because Zack will keep him on ground for most of it.
Is that going to be mega over, I assume?
Yeah, even though he'll try his best to be... Well, it won't change anything about what he does, but it'll just be cheered instead of booed.
Makes sense. We like them, don't we? When they've got bad teeth and skinny. We're all right with it.
Yeah, if you want.
We're our lads.
Yeah.
Our lads with their swimming trunks and their mum's swimming costumes. See?
He's not got his mum's...
And
his
no, but Pete Dunne does.
Oh, yeah.
And his
mean? Our boys have got that. Bad teeth, bad hair, bad swimming costumes, good wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about, isn't it?
No knee pads.
When you think about British wrestling, that's what you think of. Bad swimming costumes, good wrestling.
Regarding the knee pads, genuine quote from Timothy Thatcher. Glenn Joseph from Progress asked him why he didn't wear knee pads, and he said, because my knees are weapons, why would I cover them?
So he did that.
And he said it completely stony-faced. He's like, okay, leave him to it.
And presumably the main event of the evening will be for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. This is Kazuchika Okada defending against Minoru Suzuki.
So the interesting stuff about this...
Definitely.
Well, the last two matches have gone to half-hour draws,
right?
Whereas we've been in IWGP title match, it'll have a one-hour time limit.
60-minute draw?
It won't be a draw.
Nah,
like, Okada's going to win. But it's quite good that they've brought it back to Suzuki and then brought the fact, actually, Okada's not beat him in a long time. The last two times they fought, it went to a draw. So, and the second one of those, Suzuki actually had Okada beat towards the end of the match as well. It was part of the story where he eventually lost to Omega.
Love it. And that's it, Raw Quest. Are we excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Never been. I don't really know a huge amount of New Japan other than just like the sort of the base announcement.
Sorry, because you're going to be sitting next to a New Japan expert, mate. So.
Oh, you're right. I am.
Yep.
Like they won't get that because obviously I've got to make it explicitly clear it's Daryl, not you.
Yeah.
How many New Japan shows have you been to, Daryl?
One.
How many proper New Japan shows have you been to, Dan?
None.
Exactly.
How many IWGP Heavyweight title changes have I seen?
How many have you seen?
That's one.
Done. How many times have you seen the great move against Justin Thunder Liger?
Oh, fuck off. No, I can go with the joke until that. You know that boils my piss, that does.
I mean, I'm halfway there. I've got Justin Thunder Liger. I just didn't get... You know, great move, Tyler Breeze. They're all the same, aren't they? In a way. No? Excellent. Right, that's it for the Royal Rumble for this week.
So are we prorogue until next week?
Yes, we're proroguing till... No, we're not. No, we're not. We keep our tenure on.
Okay.
So we'll see you on the weekend for the interview with Mitch from Breed about Starcave and other British wrestling. And we'll ask him about what type of swimming costumes he prefers.
Yeah.
With no context. And we'll see how freaked out he is and how quickly he runs out the door. Don't forget, you can go to facebook.com/RoyalGrumble. You can find us on Twitter at Royal Grumble Pod. Our website is royalgrumble.co.uk, which is where you can find the latest episode, as well as all your podcasting services, wherever there are podcasts, so too you will find us. That is it. Say goodbye, Daryl.
Goodbye, Daryl.
Say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
You can't slander the dead.